Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
For the second morning in a row, we've got parts of the state of Oklahoma below freezing. If the forecast are be to believe, it looks like a third morning will happen tomorrow, and maybe it'll be the coldest morning yet before we start warming up once again. It's definitely a worry for our hard red winter wheat producers, but a statistic from the latest crop progress report issued yesterday afternoon by USDA maybe gives us a little bit better feeling about what's going on. It shows that only 2% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is now headed compared to 6% a year ago and the five-year average of 10% by this particular date. So we seem to be not just in really good shape right now, but we seem to be a little bit behind normal crop development. The crop is 75%, by the way, in good to excellent shape, according to USDA. The Kansas crop, meanwhile, is 50% in good to excellent shape. Texas crop is 66% in good to excellent condition. The U.S. pork industry is facing their own version of the Holcomb fire of last summer when the beef industry saw a plant go offline that handled about 5% of the nation's cattle being processed on a weekly basis. Coronavirus has shut down the Smithville pork plant up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They handle about 3.8% of the nation's pork slaughter, according to the analysts at the Daily Livestock Report. Steve Myers, a consultant and economist of the National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, he says, as an industry, I don't see a big impact if this is all we have. Now, for individual farms, he says, it will be a real problem, though. If Smithville Sioux Falls is the only plant that you ship hogs to, you've got a real problem, he says, on your hands for at least the next couple of weeks. That's how long that the Smithville plant expects to be shut down. As for the beef industry, we've got the JBS beef processing plant, packing plant, up in Greeley, Colorado. They've got numerous workers down with coronavirus. They're expected to be out for the next 10 to 11 days. Well, by now, as we go through all this stay-at-home stuff, you have attended one or more Zoom or similar type webinars. A couple of webinars to tell you about from the world of agriculture. One is tonight at 7 p.m. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is going to be talking about some of the challenges facing beef producers. 7 o'clock is the start time. OSU economist Dr. Darrell Peel is their headliner. Also, their Farm Bureau Director of Congressional Relations, Scott Bennett from the D.C. office, and AFBF economist Michael Depew, also going to be on that program. Go to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau website. They've got details about this cattle industry update happening this evening. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's got a webinar planned for high noon tomorrow, Wednesday, April 15th. Sell your beef direct to consumers. Details at their website. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.